Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 13th of February, recording at 9:10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, I've been out of the office for much of the day, so I haven't been able to write as much as I usually do, but Owen has filled in and written a good deal more. And I have had time, certainly, to check the various markets, particularly those that are of considerable interest to most of us. And the first thing that I would say here is that the technical action that I see in stock markets is edging increasingly towards suggestions of overall top formation development. Now, we see this from Australia to the USA via Japan and South Korea. And I'm talking in terms of three of those markets, Australia, Japan, and South Korea, where some of the strongest trends in evidence have given way to what could well be the beginning of a topping out process and part of a medium-term consolidation. Now, that's not something to be holding up our hands, throwing up our hands in horror over. Inevitably, we're going to get some medium-term corrections, and I've been looking for one primarily in the second and third quarter of 2006, really for quite some time. And I think, I think we're seeing the preliminary signs, but you have a look at the charts and see what you conclude as well. In the U.S., and I had skipped the review that I normally do, but one of the things that had influenced me, we saw quite a sharp drop by Japan here again today, down 2.34, and it's also off on the second section index, which had a big hit. I'll post some charts of these a little later on. And they show some clear deterioration relative to what we had been seeing since the very powerful runs that began in the summer around July. So you want to have a look at those. And as far as the U.S. market is concerned, it's not playing catch up with the rest of the world. It's lagging in here. Although today, Wall Street shrugged off the worst of its decline and pulled back, although the NASDAQ, which is often a lead indicator, was down nearly 1%. This is the NASDAQ composite, down some 22 points. I've also spoken in a number of recent audios about a possible cascade effect, and I've written about that a little bit as well, particularly on last Friday. And by that, what I mean is that I think we're quite close to moving from what various investors had been describing as a sweet spot for a number of markets to a period where investors become more cautious. And if they become more cautious, then they start reducing their leverage. Certainly traders start to do that, and people are less likely to put new money into the various different markets, and we get a number of them correcting at the same time. Now, again, I've just mentioned some previously leading stock markets that had shown shown some evidence of that, and not all of them, I must say. I mean, Europe had a strong day in here today, so this is preliminary. This is very preliminary evidence that I'm actually talking about. And India, another one that hit a new high in here again today, and that has certainly been one of the global stock market leaders for several years. I wouldn't expect them to all turn at once, but when some of the leaders start to change, I'd be a fool not to point it out and to consider whether this is the beginning of something quite significant. Now, others in here, other markets and other sectors, I should say, that have seen pattern deterioration are the precious metals. Now, we had some choppy action up near the highs. and when we were getting both upward and downward dynamics, but the downward dynamics it certainly appear to have gotten the upper hand in here, and we saw another big sell-off in precious metals here today. So that and that has also spilled over into some of the industrial metals as well. So a lot of the markets that say that it had done exceptionally well are showing an overall loss of form. And this is an environment in which I want to do very little. I think it's probably a time to take fewer risks and to wait for what I suspect will be an excellent buying opportunity. How long we have to wait, I don't I don't know. I don't expect all markets to bottom simultaneously either, but all I can say at this stage is that I really don't like what I see in a number of my favorite areas, particularly in these industrial resources at the moment, and so I would I want to be cautious and not run back rush back in too quickly here. In terms of currencies, I haven't had a chance to have the look that I normally would at this stage. But my overall view is that the dollar is sort of quietly steady here. It has been rallying for the better part of 3 weeks. I can't say that that rally is over, but I think we've seen the best part of it overall. If I'm too cautious, I'm going to go back to the stock markets now. If I'm too cautious in terms of stock markets, the reason that I've cited all along would be liquidity, that there's still a great deal of liquidity sloshing around in the system. But again, if we get the change in investor sentiment, and no one knows for certain whether or not this will occur, but the effect of that, if we were to see further sell-off in most markets and with more of the uptrends reined in, then that would have the effect of a temporary liquidity squeeze. I mean, there would still be the same amount of liquidity out there, but it wouldn't be circulating with the same velocity that we have seen previously. And that could help to, again, weigh on markets as investors retreat to cash. I think that's probably quite a high risk at this stage. So again, I'm going to be very careful in here in terms of in terms of opening new positions, unless I see, for instance, one of my favorite areas, if precious metals were to spike downwards for a few more days, they would very quickly get back to levels that I regarded as quite attractive. Indeed, we saw silver get as low, having seen silver up nearly at $10, had danced down closer to $9, got down as low as 908 and a half in here today. That's the March contract. But again, the pattern overall, the size of the dynamics that we've seen do not make me want to run back in that quickly. So that's my main overall message, and I'll try to get the website to completed hopefully before 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. But that'll be a little bit well, it'll be a challenge, but I'll try to. Meanwhile, all the best. Bye bye.